The Smith Center Redmond football team opens with Chapman at home on Friday night. They will try to bounce back from a 4-5 football season last year. Coach Mike Rogers said the wrestling team was very dominant, with Carson Montgomery being state champion at heavyweight. Dominic Kattenberg was third at 215. The track team won every meet and was seventh at the state and has quality runners and throwers. He said, with 18 letter winners, including 10 offensive starters and 8 defensive starters and many seniors, the Redmen hope to bounce back through an always tough MCL and district competition. The Redmen are honored to play for Coach Roger Barta, who passed away this summer, and R.D. Hubbard, who led the facilities and building the facilities and leading the tradition. Rogers has been around 35 years, so this could be one of his better years.
Well, I think our kids have been working really hard to wake up in the last couple of years, but, you know, you look back at last year and we kind of shot ourselves in the foot that first game, and I think if we would have won that game, it would have been a different story with the next couple of games. I think we would have picked up a couple more wins and had a whole different season, but it was just, you know, once we lost that first one, lost another one, and then just we didn't really have the confidence, and finally against TMP, we kind of took over in the second half, and we had a drive where we just really, you could tell we wore them out, and they weren't wanting much more of it, and really kind of doing the old school rugby football as far as running the ball. And I think that was a real big stepping stone for us to gain some confidence throughout the rest of the year. You know, I thought the kids had a great wrestling season, especially with our two big boys. And then track season, you know, we had a great year. We won about every meet that we went to. I think the boys played seventh, and when we had a lot of placers, you know, they just, a lot of those guys were young guys, a lot of them were freshmen, so, you know, we were fifth, sixth, and seventh, and those points don't add up very fast, you know, but really, like I said, at the table for what I think we're capable of doing the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think when you have, you know, kids who, the parents have been through the program, they know what to expect, they know what it's about, so I think that's always an advantage to have that, and it's good to see those names, you know, a lot of those guys, coach most of their, you know, dads in high school, you know, I'm that old, been here that long, but you know, we've got a great group of seniors, you know, Dan McCoy's on that list too, and just kids who have done a great job in the weight room, and you know, we're dissatisfied like we all were with what happened last year, and they want to have a great year, they're hungry, and they're ready to go out and try to get something done, so, you know, I remember being in grade school, and the Redmond Relays was in Mankato. We didn't even have a track. And so Coach Ken Kaywood was here, was a football coach at the time. So me and a couple other sixth grade boys, and we got in a car and drove over there to help him with run a track meet over there. So to think that, you know, the facilities we have now, to that time where Smith Center didn't have their own track, you know, it's probably a dirt track around the old football field. You know, I can remember the painter that they used to have out to go around there. But to go from that to the track and facilities we have now and our big reason why we have that is because of RD's, you know, commitment and love for Smith Center. The first game we played up here was my senior year on this field. You know, the complex wasn't built yet, but the field was here, the track, and they had the stands in. You know, and I remember Mr. Hubbard being here, and, you know, the first play of the game was, you know, I ran the open kickoff back for touchdown. That was a good way of breaking a new field, you know, and so he came up and always when I signed would, you know, comment about that or talk about that. But the Hubbard Foundation, I think, has continued to have an impact on, you know, the students in Smith Center and our facilities, and we're just really thankful for that. And I don't know what Smith Center would be, you know, as far as the tradition and what it is and what sports in general mean to it without Coach Barta being here. You know, he just really changed the landscape and the expectation of the Smith Center. And just, you know, did it consistently for 35 years. What was he here, you know? So, you know, I have the unique perspective of, you know, being old enough and here long enough that as a player, remembering him as a young coach, you know, some people, you know, these kids, and I feel bad that our kids now, they don't really know him, you know. He really wasn't around much, you know, for them, say when they're in junior high and high school, and they didn't really get to know him. But, you know, we always tell a lot of stories about him and trying to do some things to honor him in the locker room. before this first game here, and real excited about that because he certainly deserves that recognition, you know. But just to see, you know, his coaching tree, all of the guys who came from his program, you know, who went out, whether the Austin Kingsbury, Tim Lambert, you know, there's just so many of them, David Boucher, Caleb Wick, you know, coaches who went out and kind of used his system or just his principles and built successful programs. Clint Merritt, I mean, there's just a ton of them. I'd like to sit down sometime and make a list of just